Michelle Franzen. The Senate failing in a 6-vote to end the shutdown. More than 750,000 government workers still furloughed. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
When it comes to those furloughed workers, there are hundreds and thousands of them. And this threat from the president to not give them back pay comes on top of the president's previous threats that he was going to enact mass firings during the shutdown and that he was also going to go after, quote, Democrat agencies. We've already seen the White House target projects that are important to some Democratic areas.
The IRS now says it will furlough nearly half of its workforce due to the lapse in funding. Despite a lower court temporarily blocking efforts to send National Guard members to Chicago, Texas troops on the ground there expected to be deployed to the Broadview ICE processing center tonight outside Chicago. That according to law enforcement sources telling the ABC 7 I-Team. In Los Angeles County, authorities announced the arrest of a man for starting the Palisades fire in January, blamed for 12 deaths. This is ABC News. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry awarded today to three scientists for what's being called groundbreaking discoveries in the development of new molecular structures.
Much like Hermione Granger's enchanted handbag or Mary Poppins' carpet bag that was full of surprises, the development of metal organic frameworks are small on the outside but very large on the inside. They have the potential to capture carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and to suck water out of a dry desert. The Nobel Prize committee cited other possibilities, including the idea that this molecular discovery could someday separate so-called forever chemicals from our drinking water. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Mark Sanchez facing multiple charges after allegedly getting into an altercation in Indianapolis this past weekend. Police say Sanchez, a former New York Jets quarterback and football analyst, got into a fight with truck driver Perry Toll over parking. Toll was seriously injured. Sanchez was stabbed. Police say that Sanchez could face more charges. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Convicted murderer Taylor Shabusiness was back in court today. Shabusiness was wheeled into a Fond du Lac County courtroom in shackles to enter a new plea to a charge of attacking an officer at Tate Cheetah Correctional. Shabusiness agreed to plead guilty to an amended charge of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. Before the plea deal, Shabusiness faced a 3-day trial later this month on a charge of battery by a prisoner with a repeat offender enhancer. The felony charge carries up to 6 years in prison, though Shabusiness is already serving life without parole for the murder and dismemberment of Shad Therian in Green Bay in 2022. Prosecutors say Shabusiness was being treated in a medical room at Tate Cheetah when she lunged at the nurse and swung a metal table at the officer who intervened. The officer subdued Shabusiness with pepper spray and was then treated at a hospital for injuries. During her homicide trial in 2023, Shabusiness notoriously launched at her attorney, and back in April, she attacked another attorney in this latest case. Today, the judge set sentencing for Monday, December 1st. Today marks the 150th anniversary of the deadliest wildfire in U.S. history, and it happened right here in Wisconsin. The Peshtigo Fire on October 8, 1871, claimed between 1,800 and 2,500 lives and devastated large parts of northeastern Wisconsin. A combination of drought, high winds, and sparks from human activity started the blaze. The Great Chicago Fire that happened on the same date often overshadows the Peshtigo Fire because it was in a larger, more prominent city. But Peshtigo continues to mark the anniversary to honor the victims and to keep the history of the event alive. You have one more night to worry about covering your plants. No official frost advisory has been issued, but there is a potential for frost overnight tonight before it warms up tomorrow. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS. After 2 wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be, how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last 2 games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound, at the plate, feel really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a 5th-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing 3 in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Frost advisory tonight, mostly clear, patchy frost and lows tonight, mid to upper 30s. Sunshine for tomorrow, a high temp in the mid 60s. Slight shower chance Thursday night. Back into sunshine for Friday, highs upper 60s. Currently 57 degrees.
And timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. Hey, thanks for tuning us in. You made a great choice. Here's Marvin Gaye.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. All things ain't what they used to be, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be, radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live near Baba's lives. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand that?
97.9 WGBW. Great music without any pumpkin spice.
Carole King, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Brewers taking on the Cubs in Wrigley. Game three of the NLDS. This is five games, right? If they can win this one, we don't have to play the next two. Yeah, let's hope that happens. And, of course, the Packers back in action on Sunday. It is an afternoon game at Lambeau, 3:25 kickoff. And let's hope that bye week did them some good. Historically, under Matt LaFleur, the Packers have not played well after the bye week, but in most cases, they played pretty well going into the bye week. So, you know, maybe we'll reverse that this time.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you. But I can't see a thing.
Comes up.
Local news and timeless hits. You'll find them both on 97.9 WGBW with Aretha Franklin. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I know what that spells.
What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking is for a little respect when you come
just
home.
Just a little bit.
Hey, baby.
Just a little
when
bit.
When you get home.
Just a little bit.
Mister.
Just a little bit.
I ain't gonna do you wrong while you're gone. I ain't gonna do you wrong because I don't wanna. All I'm asking is for a little respect when you
just
come
a
home.
Little bit.
Baby.
Just a little
when
bit.
When you get home.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I'm about to give it.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. We may be in the heart of Packer Nation here in Green Bay, but the Brewers are the talk of the town right now. The Brew Crew beat the Cubs Monday night in Milwaukee, putting them one win away from a trip to the National League Championship. The Brewers take on the Cubs at Wrigley Field in Chicago this afternoon at 4:08. It's a pricey draw for those heading down to watch the game in person. Tickets on the resale market are starting in the 200s, with first-level seats reaching over $1,000. If you'd rather stick around here and take in the game at a local sports bar, a lot of places are running specials for the game and an exciting atmosphere for fans to cheer on the Brew Crew. Many fans say they are hoping the Brewers can reverse their postseason fortunes and do it for the Uke this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers recently signed a bipartisan bill into law in an effort to crack down on the potential misuse of artificial intelligence. Wisconsin Act 34 targets the use of artificial intelligence to create or share explicit photos of a person generated without their consent. The law specifically defines synthetic intimate representation. It also prohibits publishing an artificially generated image of a person who can be identified with the intent to harass or intimidate them, and expands the crime of representations depicting nudity. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers are again focusing on free speech. They're proposing a bill that would punish universities if they violate free speech rights. Schools could face lawsuits, tuition freezes, and would even have to note violations on admissions documents. 19 states have similar bills up for consideration right now. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Frost advisory tonight, mostly clear, patchy frost and lows tonight, mid to upper 30s. Sunshine for tomorrow, a high temp in the mid 60s. Slight shower chance Thursday night. Back into sunshine for Friday. Highs upper 60s. Currently 57 degrees.
WGBW. See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Closer to a winter breeze this morning. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW broadcasting from downtown Green Bay with the Chiffons, a sweet talking guy.
Ooh.
and timeless hits. WGBW.
Foundations are on 97.9, your home for local news and timeless hits. Broadcasting from downtown Green Bay, right off the city deck, that's where we are. Billy Joe Royal is down in the boondocks.
Down in the boondocks.
People put me down.
First Class with Beach Baby, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, the gang from Let Me Be Frank's at it again. And their latest show, Don't Squeeze the Charmin, that is happening at the Meyer Theater just down the street from us through October 11th. Of course, those Frank shows, always a good time. Fantastic singers. You know, the music is always great. So if you've never checked out one of their shows before, this is the time. Of course, they'll always have the holiday shows as well. We'll have another one of those coming up, I'm imagining, in a month or so.
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with Rainbow Rapids. Try new dual zipline racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Time is on my side.
side. Yes, it is. Searching for good time, but just wait and see.
I'm not so sure time is on anybody's side. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. We appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you tell your friends about us. Spread the word. We'd love it. CCR 97.9.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by a magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Information you want to know. 97.9 WGBW.
Thank you. Sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah,
oh yeah, what condition my condition was in. I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. Couldn't unwind, I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah!
Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite legal challenges, 300 Illinois Guardsmen, along with 200 Texas Guardsmen, have been mobilized for a federal protection mission in the Chicago area. Texas National Guard troops expected to be deployed to the Broadview Ice Processing Center outside Chicago, according to law enforcement sources telling the ABC 7 I-Team. ABC's Louis Martinez has more.
U.S. NORTHCOM, these forces of the Texas National Guard, what they are doing and what they are going to do is to protect federal facilities and more specifically any ICE personnel located in the area there in Chicago.
Hearings take place tomorrow in appellate courts on deployments to both Chicago and Portland, Oregon. Another vote to end the shutdown failing in the Senate today. 750,000 workers furloughed for an eighth day, and now the IRS says it will furlough half of its workforce. A 29-year-old Florida man has been arrested for igniting the fire that grew into the deadly Palisades fire in January. He's facing 20 years in prison, police accusing Jonathan Rinderneck of deliberately setting the blaze. This is ABC News. President Trump signaling today he may travel to Egypt as early as Sunday, with talks progressing on the U.S. peace plan to end the war in Gaza. The first phase, including a ceasefire and the release of all remaining hostages in Gaza. Here's ABC's Patrick Reville on the talks.
And they say, quote, that steps have been made, but differences.